This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
You know, for me, it's just adding another voice, another thought, another idea that it may be moving forward, whether it be players or team-wise. You know, I'm just looking forward to kind of helping to contribute in any way I can, really. You know, I want to win another Stanley Cup. Now that I'm not playing, I want to win it on the other side. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity and doing whatever I can to help.
If you listen carefully, you can hear Gene Battaglia's eyes rolling as Eric Staal, new assistant to Kevin Adams for the Buffalo Sabres, lays out his goals.
Well, Kevin Adams, like, maybe we'll welcome in Dennis Bernstein. And Dennis, am I reading this correctly? I'm Kevin Adams. I've got 1 year left, maybe, to get, you know, at least some progress here on the books. Let me bring in a guy that I really, really trust. Dennis, thanks for your time. How are you today?
Let me get this out of the way. God bless Sabres fans.
There he is.
There you go. Okay. Okay. Then we get into segment now because I did my sort my piece. It's not, but I get it. Like, you want some comfort. You played with a guy when you were in Carolina. Seems like a bright guy. The key move, who's this, the senior advisor going to be coming in? Right, it's going to be a former GM. If you listen to the Elliott Friedman report, and everybody should if you don't, that they want somebody that sat in a GM's chair before to report to Kevin. So it's going to be some situation where you were a GM, you're going to be a senior advisor, but you come on underneath there. So a guy who's probably pulled trades before. This is an important offseason, guys. Right? Paterka needs a contract. Byron needs a contract. Ryan McLeod scored 20 goals, needs a contract. So we'll see. Let's see. The one thing, I always go back to my pal Dean Lombardi. He once said very eloquently, there's no salary cap on management. So they can bring in, and maybe even a guy like Lombardi, who has won, who has been a general manager. But you look at some of the names that might be that senior advisor role, maybe a Kenny Holland, maybe a Pierre Dorion, a Peter Chiarelli. Will that move the needle? Well, if Kevin Adams is still calling the shots and it's his final say, you can doubt all you want whoever they bring in, because it may not move the needle if Kevin's going to still make decisions like he's made over the last few years.
Dennis, I know you're primarily an NHL guy, but we got a little bit of AHL fever with the Amerks doing what they just did to Syracuse in the Calder Cup playoffs. And as a hockey guy, I just wanted to get your opinion on the formatting that the AHL lays out here as they roll through their postseason. 5-game series in a developmental league, which seems a little bit ridiculous at first. And then you double down by saying in a 5-game series, the format isn't 2-2-1, it's 2-3, because, you know, look, it's cheaper that way. I mean, if it's truly a developmental league, what are we doing with this format?
Well, then we need to invest more money in a developmental league. Because of it's about travel. I think it's worse in the West, you know, with respect to, you know, the Kings had to go through with their Ontario Arena affiliate. I scratched my head about this league because it's so far flung, right? And it doesn't have the revenues to support, like, the travel that you have in the NHL. And there's building availability issues. So it's not clean. I don't know, because of the size of this league, I don't know if it's ever going to be clean, to be honest with you. And it is. It's a head scratcher. I don't really know how you solve it other than throwing more money at it. And I just don't see the revenues of the AHL fixing it in that manner.
We're talking to Dennis Bernstein, fourth period. Couple games tonight. Get your thoughts. Let's get your thoughts on the second game. We can't look past Winnipeg, the amazing finish they had there. How do you think they kind of react here? Because Dallas also coming off a really tough series in seven over Colorado.
Well, the good news for the Jets, and if you're a Jets fan, is that Mark Scheifele and Josh Morrissey were in full contact jerseys at practice, at skate. So that looks like they may be able to get in. Robertson's a game-time decision for the Stars, and Miro Heiskanen is still out. But I just love Dallas's depth. I really do. And you know it's coming down to one guy. And I know he did good in the third period of Game 7 in overtime. What's Connor Hellebuck going to be? He has the entire because he's going to face a better team in Dallas than St. Louis. I think they're a deeper, better team. It comes down to him. Like, he has to. Look, I don't think he's ever going to approach his Vezina level in the playoffs, because I just don't think he can get there mentally. But he's got to be able to. He can't be an 875 save percentage guy. Like, he's got to be a 905, maybe 910, not 927 like he's been. I think it comes down to that guy. I do like Dallas in the series, even though they don't have home ice, because I just. Let's be real. I know they made great comebacks, both teams in Game 7. But that was a miracle for Winnipeg, right? I mean, he the last play to tie the game, right? Ehlers whiffed on the shot and got a second shot and got it over to Connor. It was a perfectly placed shot, and, Perfetti tips in. And so I do like Dallas here over Winnipeg, but I think it's a long series regardless.
Dennis, it didn't feel good to say it, but before the playoffs got underway and I looked at the field and I kind of evaluated everybody's path, I said it, and I'll stick with it. I feel like this could be the year for Toronto. If it's not this year, then I don't know when, and I know that they burn everybody and that they've traditionally disappoint in the postseason, but you've got a little bit more at stake there with Tavares. You've got a guy in Matthews who needs to prove that he's one of the elite, he's a elite goal scorer who can't win the big games, and you've had goaltending. I don't know what that looks like for the rest of the series. So break down Toronto's run here, through the first round and get the big game one win as they head into game two tonight in Toronto.
Well, to your point, whoever gets out of this round with this series, it's going to be favored in the next round. So to say that the Leafs have a path to get to a cup final and potentially win it, absolutely accurate. Right? They could be any of the three remaining teams. I would have said they had a better chance at 4-1 in the third period before the goaltender got hurt.
Yeah.
Now I'm not sure. And that was an advantage for this team. Now, here's the thing. I don't think the Panthers are going to play that bad of a game again. Right? And they're a championship team. And now you're starting goaltenders now. So I like the Panthers in six in this round. But, yeah, the Leafs are legitimate. And here's why. Like in other years, and this is not pertaining to game one, but prior to that, when the Leafs were up 3-1, you know what it meant? It was cookie time. Then the next guy, like, you know what? Maybe Nylander goes for a second goal tonight, or maybe Austin goes for a hat trick. It was to get to 4-1 and 5-1. And with Chief behind the bench, with Craig Berube, he goes, no, boys, if anything, we're going to win this game 3-2. Not 5-1, not 6-1. This is not cookie time. So their attention to detail, their defense, their goaltending has been better. It's a different Leafs team. But the injury to Stolz, how great he's been playing, and because they are playing the champs, which I think this is good. This might be the hardest game for the Leafs tonight against the Panthers in game two. Because the Panthers don't want to go home down 0-2. Right, they don't want to do that trick again. So I think that this is a difficult series. And I just like the way the Panthers play. And you know what's going to happen tonight? Somebody else on Florida is going to give a blow and ill will. And maybe somebody else might get hurt because this is their game. And I don't blame Sam Bennett. I don't think it was that egregious. And remember, before that, Stolz got hit in the face in the mask with a 95-mile-an-hour shot. So the Leafs are playing better. This is probably the best version of the Leafs to get to a cup final. I think it's a big ask to beat the Florida Panthers that we're playing right now.
Dennis Bernstein from the fourth period is our guest. Stanley Cup playoffs. We were talking about Dennis. For us here in Western New York, many of us are like, okay, I just want to see something that brings in big numbers, entertain me. What would be the best final for the sport in terms of pulling in an audience, pulling in somebody new? Would it be McDavid against Ovechkin, or do you see something else? Would we here stateside react to the story of, hey, here's a franchise that hasn't won a cup here since 1967?
Yeah, I think I would say if I had to rank the teams coming out of the West, I would probably say Vegas because they've won the brand name. It's a U.S. market. See, I get the Conor McDavid, you know, and he went to Game 7 last year, and a rematch of last year would be awesome. But from a viewing standpoint, it doesn't bring in a lot of American viewers. From an excitement standpoint, certainly the best player. And look, I think Leon Draisaitl is going to be MVP, but the best player in the league is Conor McDavid. So to have him on that grand stage again would certainly not hurt, would be entertaining. I don't think Winnipeg would be that entertaining because they'll really have really good players and some great players. It doesn't excite anybody. It's a small market. It's not really an unknown team. In the East, I would say Carolina's not going to excite anybody because of their Carolina, and the style of play isn't great. Ovi getting in would be great. Toronto would be a great story. So I think that it's the smaller market teams that wouldn't create excitement, and then the Canadian teams. And we have a situation here where we actually could have a situation where a Canadian team might win a Stanley Cup. If it's Edmonton and Toronto, I think that would be great for hockey. I question what the ratings would be like in the States for Edmonton-Toronto final, as compelling it might be.
Yeah, Dennis, we haven't had you on since Ovechkin broke Gretzky's goal mark. And, you know, on the topic of trying to get more eyeballs on this game and get more interest in the NHL and more viewers and just broadening the sport, it felt to me that they did it the right way. They almost felt like they did the best they could, but it wasn't enough in terms of making this a big deal. I mean, it fell on a Sunday afternoon when there was really nothing else going on, but then at the same time, you had like two or three other sports stories happening that afternoon that felt like they got more shine and more pub than Ovi breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Was there more that the NHL could have done?
I don't think so, because you can't just look at that one day. You look at the chase, because that's how they branded it, the Great Chase. So I think they got a lift from the casual viewer for the past month until up in point where he beat 895. So and certainly, it was a Sunday afternoon, so that's not going to help. That's not going to help. But you know, it was a nationally televised game, but how many people are watching, you know, in March on a Sunday? But I think the way they did it, I don't think they could have done it anymore, guys, because I really like the way they did it. If you go to, like, the media website for NHL, at the front page, the splash page, is a whole section about the Great Chase. They did as much as they could do. They publicized as much as they could. And he's an iconic figure, and it's a record that nobody ever put be broken. And I think also what they did really, really deeply was, and I commend them for this, Wayne Gretzky was rooting for Alexander Ovechkin, right? And he was there. He was there when he broke it. He even made jokes when he tied it in D.C. He goes, wait a minute, he hasn't broken the record yet at the press conference after the game. So I think installing Wayne Gretzky as a pivotal part of this whole chase and him willing to do it, to break his own record, I think that raised a lot of visibility. I think that helped. I don't think they could have done any more. I really think they did a good job, given that it is a relatively small market in Washington, even though it's an iconic player who we all know for hockey fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, Dennis Bernstein, our guest here, talking all things NHL. And Dennis, last time we had you on, it was talking about, wow, that was fantastic. Four Nations Tournament, give me more. Yep. Well, next year we have the Olympics, and 2 years after that, we already made this commitment for the NHL All-Star Weekend to be played at the home of the Islanders. Until yesterday we learned, or it was a couple days ago, whenever it was, hey, it's not going to happen, but coincidentally or not, here's the Islanders winning the lottery.
Oh, stop that. Come on.
I know.
Conspiracy theories. Stop it.
But are we going to get the Four Nations then back here? How do you rip away an All-Star event from any franchise?
Because the Olympics were there, and you can't ask the players to participate in a tournament or even an All-Star game and then get on a plane and fly to Italy to prepare for the Olympics. That's not fair to the players that are going to be playing in that tournament, right? Because it's going to be a lot of the same players. You can't do that to them. So, and I get it. The Islanders are upset, and they were promised that. It's one of the reasons to build a building. They'll get one in the future. They're not going back to the Four Nations. What they're going to do is the World Cup of Hockey, right, which is going to expand it, because the one criticism was there wasn't enough teams. Of course it was criticism. Until they actually played the tournament, nobody criticized it. Only the way now we want this the way it is, right? No, you want more players. You want, for the spec to the local market, like in Germany with, Paterka and Leon Draisaitl, you want them in. You want some, other Eastern European teams in. I think it was a great lead into the Olympics. And I think the most important thing, you really got to look at the big picture here, guys. The most important thing, and this is all related to the CBA, which may be, extended here over the summer, the way that Bettman and Marty Walsh are talking, the international calendar has been established until 2030, into the next decade. So there's a cadence. Every 2 years, there'll be the Olympics. Every 2 years, there'll be the World Cup of Hockey. That's the most important thing right now, because it has generated interest. It had, go back to the Four Nations. That night of that game, I never had more requests for TV and radio in my entire career.
Right.
I had seven requests. I was on the air seven times that day. So they're leveraging it the right way. And I think if they expand it and include more NHL players in it, I think there'll be just as much drama. So that's the most important thing. There's a thirst and appetite from the fan base and the players for international best-on-best play. And then we have it established to, like I said, 2030. I think that's my biggest takeaway of what's going on right now with respect to the Olympics and the Four Nations and ultimately the World Cup of Hockey.
Dennis, when you look back at the Four Nations and you look back at that game, that USA-Canada game on Saturday night that had everybody enthralled with this great sport, do you put that on the tension between the two nations at the time of puck drop? Do you put that on the dropping of the gloves, which we don't see as often as we certainly used to see back in the day? Because I know that a lot of people pine for nostalgia, myself included, would love to see. I'm not looking for players to get hurt, but a little bit of violence goes a long way when you're talking about a sport where you can drop the gloves and you can see a guy fight and then raise a glass and have a beer with the same player afterwards.
Whoever said those 9 seconds to start the game was bad for hockey? I would think fighting's bad for hockey, and it's terrible, and it's a brutal sport, and people won't watch. And nobody turned the TV off, fellas.
No one. Fantastic.
People turned on the TV, right? And because of those 9 seconds in Montreal, you had people who never watch hockey, who weren't even a sports fan, turn on that final between the U.S. and Canada and Boston. That was the best thing I've never seen. I was there. I was in the building. I thought, okay, that's cool. Hagel, Tkachuk, fine. Okay, that's it. It's a nice fight to start the game. Wait a minute. Three fights? Oh my! Are you kidding me? That's something I've never seen. So it's great. It was great because you don't understand how highly competitive these players are. They want to win at everything. They want to win every game, right? And then you get the – I don't think it's hatred. I think there's just a high level of dislike for each other. And I'm sure that, Tkachuk gets under people's skin and Hagel really stood up, and even though he couldn't have a fight, but you saw a microcosm of the best of our sport with the fighting in it, right? Those 9 seconds. I think that changed a lot of people's thoughts about how big this game could be, how much it's good for the team, and how much we missed international play. You see how important it was to those guys on the ice. It wasn't because, look, compare that to the All-Star game. When these guys are messing around and wearing sunglasses and they don't really care and guys don't want to show up, they'd rather be in the Bahamas, right? Nobody wanted to be in the Bahamas to play that. You know what? And not for nothing, I'll say it's okay. I stood next to Tage Thompson in the press box for that final. That dude should have been in the game. He should have been playing. Like that's the one misgiving, because he's a big dude. I'm like, wow, who's? I'm like, oh, wait, that's Tage. He should have been on the ice for that final game. That might have turned the tide for the U.S.
Yeah, he should have been on the roster. He's only called up last second. We're kind of scratching our head. Dennis, we have a name officially. We have the uniforms officially. Your take on the Utah Mammoth. Did you make it out to Salt Lake City this year? And if so, what was the experience like?
Yeah, I made it out. I made it out twice. I made it out for the first game. I will say this. Like Ryan Smith, like if you're jealous of if your ownership isn't great and you're jealous and you wanted a great owner, this is the guy. This is the guy who gave the renovations that are going on at the Delta Center before the season started. I think it was August. The home locker room for the Utah Mammoths now wasn't NHL level. He gave the team. He said, "Here's $200,000. Fix it in a month," and they fixed it. Right. He wants to make that the biggest building in the league and the loudest building in the league. What he's doing with the Mammoth, the way they held back for 1 year, I think was brilliant to build up anticipation. Logo, colors, you can have it. This guy's going to spend money to make his team a winner. He's got a smart GM in Bill Armstrong. They've got some karma here in the draft lottery that they're drafting for. This team can make noise in the West. They're doing things the right way. They haven't had a misstep. Now, usually it's a misstep along the way. They haven't. This is a young, energetic owner who shows up and sweats in a backwards baseball hat to drop the puck for the inaugural game. That doesn't happen. That's what we need, though. You know, we need more. I think we need more guys, or some fan bases need more guys like Ryan Smith or like Steve Ballmer with the Clippers. Even though the Clippers never seem to win anything, you have a face of the franchise that's out there that goes nuts when the call goes against his team. You have the same thing with Ryan Smith. He knows how to do it. He's a tech guy. Like he's a 21st century owner, and hopefully as we get deeper and longer and we get to the next generation of ownership, we have more forward-thinking guys like Ryan Smith. So I love everything to do. I'm not a jersey or logo hunk. I think it's fine. I like the colors. But that's going to be a competitive team, guys. So the other teams in the West are going to have to stand up and take notice in the next couple of seasons if Bill Armstrong makes a couple of more big moves for them.
Jeez, Dennis. I mean, if you're a Sabres fan listening right now, there's another log to the fire of a team you could be jealous of, because everything you're describing sounds like the opposite of what the Buffalo Sabres are. My God. Dennis, it is so great having you on with us, talking hockey, talking Stanley Cup playoffs. Tell us about the fourth period. Tell everybody how they can get more of their hockey fix with you.
So the fourthperiod.com is our website. My Twitter handle or X handle, Dennis TFP, like the fourth period. We have a weekend show on Sirius XM channel 91 called The Hot Stove, 11 a.m. Eastern. And I assume we'll happen to announce it yet, but Dave Pagnotta, my partner, and I at the fourth period, we'll probably be doing pregame Stanley Cup final for Sirius XM like we've done the last five seasons.
That is fantastic. Something we can look forward to. And Dennis, let's connect later here in the playoff stretch. Really appreciate your time today, bud.
Well, it was great being on Sports Board, boys. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You got it. Much love. Dennis Bernstein, the fourth period, talking some NHL, talking some Stanley Cup playoff hockey, and talking about the Utah Mammoth. Yeah, everything he described there, a face of the franchise, somebody who's forward-facing, somebody who's out there dropping the puck, somebody who's gives the appearance of involvement. Oh, we need to fix the locker room? Here's some money. I'm going to throw some money at it, and we're going to get it fixed, and we're going to make this – We have a mission. We have a goal. We're not meandering. We're not making excuses.
Florida Edmonton drew 4.2 last year, which it's not bad, actually, considering we don't think of Florida as a hockey market. But Edmonton, way out, little old Edmonton. No, I think we watch Stars. That's the thing. Like when you and I grew up, we're watching the Edmonton Oilers. It didn't matter that it wasn't a U.S. team, right?
Selfishly, I'd love Edmonton, Toronto, but for the NHL, that for a number, for a rating, I think that's one of the worst case scenarios. Not the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario to me, Winnipeg, Carolina,
for sure.
Winnipeg, Carolina,
for sure.
Like, oh gosh,
yeah.
Oof.
What are we doing with this? You know, absolutely. That if you were to rank the worst case scenarios, I would say anything with Winnipeg is probably 1, 2, or 3, right? Because Winnipeg just isn't going to pull a number and nobody knows anything about Winnipeg and it's a small market. Edmonton, I think, is fine because you have McDavid and you can pull. If it was Edmonton, Washington, sure. If it was Edmonton, Carolina, not really. If it was Edmonton, Florida again, a rematch?
Maybe.
Maybe. And Edmonton, Toronto, to me, while you've got Stars on both teams, the fact that it is both teams north of the border, to me, feels like a lot of people south of the border would kind of check out and not really care.
It also depends how invested am I in the NBA finals. Let's not pretend that that wouldn't interfere there in some way. And if you get an NBA finals that, say, features Boston,
yeah,
or dare I say the New York Knicks.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. It all kind of works. Dallas, Washington might pull a number.
We like bad blood, though, too, right? Like, when there's bad blood, you know, like we were just talking about with the Four Nations tournament, we'll pay attention. If we know that there's a rivalry, if we know that there's some bad blood.
It's the fear of missing out. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Who actually sat down? Here I am with my popcorn and my beer, and let me turn this on. Welcome to, wow, they dropped the gloves. Okay. If you saw that, you're one of the few. Most of us were doing something else on a Saturday night, and you missed out. It's the fear of missing out. I'm like, oh, damn, I missed that.
I was flying to Florida. I was watching it on a plane, and I'll always remember watching it and just being amazed. I'm like, you know, I can't repeat what I said as I was watching. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening right now. This is what I love about hockey, and we never see it. This is awesome. Awesome.
So I'm doing a game with Brayton Wilson, RIT.
All right, right.
That was the weekend. And like Brayton shows me this. It's like, hey, check this out. I'm like, wait, that's tonight?
Yeah.
That just happened?
Yeah. Amazing stuff. And look, Dennis, I love Dennis's, you know, he's very close to it. And I love his breakdown, his analysis of not just the Four Nations and what it meant for the sport, but also Ovechkin's chase. I'm pretty critical. I'm not a big fan of the NHL. You can probably pick up on that. I love hockey, but I think the NHL has a lot of missteps and can do a lot more than what they do. Make things complicated when they don't need to make it complicated. But we've had a couple of instances here where, like, okay, that feels like a move in the right direction.
Notice we didn't even, like, what can the Sabres do to pull themselves?
No. There's nothing that can get this fan base excited short of gutting it and starting over again. And even then, that's not going to get you excited because we've done it already. We've been through this before. There isn't a name. There isn't anything out there that can...
You know what would get me excited? Go away. Like, go away. Stop talking.
You know what will get him excited? The Amerks winning a Calder Cup might be something.
Fair enough.
Might be something. Because then you at least say, okay, we've got a culture of winning established, which we've established here for the better part of, what, 5-6 years now?
Oh, by the way, so Laval, if you're not familiar, their parent club, the Montreal Canadiens, hosting the Rochester Americans. Yeah, what do you think that atmosphere is going to be like up in Place Laval, yeah, or La Belle Laval, yeah, whatever the hell they call it?
We don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is win 1 out of 3. Win the first 2 at home, win 1 out of 3 when you go to Laval. That's it. They can do it. You know, this feels like... This feels like a special season. We'll see how it all shakes out. If you're just joining us, the Amerks' next round has been announced against Laval. That series gets underway 1 week from tonight. You'll hear all the action on your proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey, the Fan Rochester, with a puck drop just after 7 o'clock from Blue Cross Arena for games 1 and 2. Game 2 coming up a week from Friday night from Blue Cross Arena. Next hour, Michael F. Florio joins us from NFL Network. We'll talk some fantasy football as we've got a couple of moves here in the NFL to dissect with Michael F. Florio. And plus, we can talk about some of these rookies that were just drafted and what it might mean for your redraft leagues as, you know, fantasy football season's a grind. It's not just the season. It's, you know, championships are won in May, I like to say, Gino. But coming up next in the sports bar, we want to talk a little bit more about the NBA.
Yeah, I think there is a storyline danger, and you know me, I love to kind of predict things before they happen, and I'm just reading the tea leaves here, and yeah, we're going to have one more big move here coming up by you-know-who, and I'll tell you where he's going.
Missed opportunity for the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, no, we're going to go there?
Don't worry.
Oh, no.
There's a sports angle. I'll explain, and we'll get to that.
Did we pick a pope?
We'll get to that.
I don't even know. Did we?
The conclave has begun.
Oh, it just began.
I don't believe that
I thought, like, it began. I was going to say, did they already do this?
I think it just began this morning, if I'm not mistaken.
What are you talking about? Let's take bets on the pope? Like,
we'll get to it.
Okay,
Gino,
okay,
we'll get to it. We got that on the way, along with Michael F. Florio joining us next hour on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.